Bertie Auld was the spirit of Celtic. He had a smile that would light up any room he was in. Always one for laughter, he would joke that he learned to run fast after being raised on Panmure Street.
Universe adversi. See, as I'm standing here, honestly, I feel my legs jelly. There must be ghosts in every part of this place.
We are expected wherever we go. Doors and windows open wide, open wide.
His career kicked off in 1955 with his first Celtic stint, where a frustrated Bertie struggled to fit in. But a brief spell over the border with Birmingham City
all the ball, Birmingham,
took him to winning ways. This got the attention of his former club, who in 1965 brought him back, a decade after he first signed. This time under a new manager, the legend Jock Steen. The wee man was proving his worth.
Bertie Auld fired in a great shot.
The trophies soon followed, then the titles, all building up to one epic night in Lisbon. However, Bertie never let the enormity of a moment get in the way of a good laugh.
It was just the way we were. You know what I mean? This is where we're going to go to war. And what's the best way? Let's sing to it, you know? And I started, for it's a grand old team to play for, and it's a grand old team to see. And if you know the history, that was something that we made that year, a bit of Celtic's history.
And boy, did that work out a treat.
Murder. It's there! Celtic has scored!
As the Lisbon Lions became the first British team to become European champions. After five league titles, three Scottish Cups, four League Cups, and that European trophy, a new challenge beckoned for Bertie. He moved on to Hibernian, where he started coaching alongside his player, eventually making it to the club he supported as a boy, Partick Thistle. A new title, manager, and a new achievement, promotion, which he then repeated again with Hibs a few years later. But Bertie will forever be remembered for those Celtic days, lighting up every room he walked into with his infectious joy and that unforgettable smile.
Yes, we only know they're going to be a show, and the Glasgow Celtic will be there, and the Glasgow Celtic will be there. Who's Rod?